I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Relationships can be tricky. They're a huge part of life. Some of them are constant, and some of them change over time. How you relate to a friend, how you relate to your partner, to your children, to your boss. Every relationship involves a set of expectations. How do you talk to each other? What are you responsible for? What's appropriate or inappropriate? It can feel uncomfortable when you don't know the rules. And when someone breaks a relational rule, it can be awkward or even painful. All of our human interactions take place in the context of different relationships. And there's one relationship in particular that serves as a template for our relationship to the person of God. Romans 8, 14 to 16 says this, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba, Father. For his Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. His Spirit joins with our spirit. This is clearly a relational reality. It is not an informational reality or a suppositional construct. It's a relationship. And this is how our spirit relates to God's spirit. It's like the way an adopted child relates to their adoptive father. What does it mean to be a child of God? We might draw many conclusions from this notion. Family gives us a sense of identity and belonging, a sense of who you will be in the world. Here we call him Abba, which is not a cold title, but a term of affection. To be a child of God is to belong to God. It is to be loved by God, the way a child is loved by a parent. But I think the most relevant conclusion we can draw in this particular instance involves the contrast mentioned in the verse. You have not been given the spirit of a fearful slave, but an adopted child. You're not a slave. You're a son or daughter. Trusting Jesus with your life didn't make you a fearful slave. It made you an adopted child. To be a slave in the king's house is probably not a bad job. There are a lot worse places to be a slave. But if that's how you think of your relationship to God, that you're just a servant in his house, you may have misunderstood what transpired on the cross. You are like a son or daughter to God. All the privileges that go along with that belong to you. His Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm we are God's children. When we pray, when we worship God, our spirit joins with his spirit. And this joining of spirits affirms something, that we belong to him, that we are not slaves, but daughters and sons. As you seek the presence of God throughout your day, pay attention to this affirmation. Let the Holy Spirit remind you that you are God's precious child, that you belong in his family, and he loves you more perfectly than you can even fathom. Make space to relate to your Heavenly Father today. Examine your expectations around this relationship and trust the Holy Spirit to lead you deeper. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.